I'm John Gibbons from the Anfield Wrap with a new series called Player Profiles. Myself and Josh Sexton will speak to former coaches, managers, supporters and teammates of the current squad to learn more about their journey to Anfield. We'll learn more about each player, how they developed and what gave them the desire to succeed. First up is the story of Andy Robertson, from Giffnock to Glory. Andy Robertson was born on the 11th of March 1994 in Glasgow. His first taste of organised football came at Giffnock Soccer Centre, which is currently on the grounds of St Ninian's High School, where Andy also attended. We went up to Giffnock to speak to some of the coaches there, to find out if anything marked Andy out for greatness as a youngster.
Hi, I'm Craig Ingalls. I'm the chairman of Giffnock Soccer Centre at the moment.
Well, I'll take a wee bit longer. I'm Bernie Early. I've been chairman, secretary, treasurer, coach since Andy started, because Andy started at the same time as my son started. So I've been coaching for 18 years maybe. So yeah, I've been here since the early days when we were quite a small club, but we're now a very big club with boys, girls, disability football, adults and preschool children, which isn't it for me.
So, I mean, you mentioned there that Andy started the same time as your lad, so obviously you'll remember him coming. I believe he was seven, was it? Was it that young?
Yeah, but it's maybe even younger. So he was doing primary school, preschool now, but Andy's probably about six or seven, yep. Because that's about the age my son was.
And how much can you tell about a footballer at that age, Craig? Because I remember being that age and I was just chasing after the ball along with everyone else. Can you spot someone who's got a little bit more about them with that, or are you just trying to get them playing then?
Generally speaking, at a young age, you'll see boys and girls that have a natural football ability, and most of them tend to have older siblings, so they've had a ball, you know, introduced to them at a very young age, and you can see they have movement skill with the ball without really being taught. And there are others that come to place like this to learn how to play football, so you can, there is a big gulf between some of the kids. It's places like this that allow them to develop.